Hello? Hello, Wendy.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
That's good. How are you doing today? Like, enjoying your last week of holiday?
Yeah.
Back to school next week, right?
Yes.
Are you looking forward to going back to school? Are
No.
you? No, you don't want to go back?
I don't want to go back.
You've had 3 months of holiday already, though. That's a long time, right? Since the
Yes.
middle of May, right? So, yeah, it's a long time to have a holiday. I would be bored, I think, after so long. No? Not bored yet?
No.
Oh, well. What grade are you going to now, Wendy?
What?
Which grade are you going into next
Which
semester?
grade?
Junior high or senior high?
Junior high?
Junior high, one, two, or three? Which one?
One.
Okay, so it's a new school.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, there we go. Chance to meet some new people.
What?
A chance to meet some new people, some new friends, right?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm sure it'll go fine. All right. Well, best of luck. I hope you enjoy it, and it's a good experience. Okay. Well, we better get started. It's past 11 already. So, yeah, welcome to Live Talk. Let's just go through the class rules very quickly. Okay. Number one
Okay.
is make sure your headset is working. But that's okay, right? Is the volume, is it loud enough for you? Is it loud enough for you?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. Number two is try to speak loudly. That's fine though. Number three is don't be afraid of making mistakes. So remember, we're just doing a test. It's not, or we're just doing a practice. We're not really doing a test. So if you're not sure, just try your best. You're welcome to ask questions. So again, if there are any words or something you want me to say again, repeat, please let me know. I will do that, no problem. Number five is tell the teacher if he speaks too fast or too slowly. So yeah, if I'm speaking too fast for you and you don't understand, please let me know. I'll slow down. Number six, respect your teacher and classmates. And number seven, you have the choice to be seen or not on the screen. Okay, that's it. Easy class rules. All right, so today we're going to be doing the GPT class number three. We're going to be starting off with a question and answer section. Then we'll move on to the sentence reading and then finally on to our listening and speaking section. Okay. So to start, question and answer. All right. So in the question and answer section, I will read the question two times and then I will ask you for your answer. You have 15 seconds to answer. So I will time, I have a watch, I'll time you. So try and stay inside the time because in the test, you know, they will be timing you if you do the GPT test, right? They will give you the same time restrictions. So one good long sentence or maybe two shorter sentences, that's about 15 seconds. So listen to the question carefully and try and answer the question, okay? All right, so are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. The first question is as follows. What should you do if you want to stay healthy? What should you do if you want to stay healthy? Okay, go.
I should eat more vegetables and do some sports and drink more water.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, drink more water. Yeah, those are all good things. So yeah, vegetables, green foods, exercise, and drinking water. Yeah, those are all very good, good ways to stay healthy, or even lose weight if you are overweight. Okay, that's good. So do you do enough of that, Wendy?
No.
No? So it's like
Yeah.
some it's an imaginary thing. You're like, oh, I
Yeah.
should do that, but I don't.
Yeah.
So what do you normally eat? No vegetables? No, in Taiwan, you must eat vegetables. Come on. Most Taiwanese food has vegetables. So, but do you like instant... excuse me. Do you like instant noodles or is that like your normal food? Palmian or do you...
Palmian.
Yes. Or do you think... Who cooks at your home?
What?
Who cooks in your home?
My mom or my dad.
And do they cook healthy food?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, that's good. I am trying to... I know for most of my life here in Taiwan, we always buy food from, you know, the restaurant or street food. So I am trying to get into making more healthy food because it's better for my son, for me, for, you know. Yeah. And sports, do you do any sports?
Yeah, I play basketball.
Well, that's good. That's good exercise. You work up a sweat with that. And the last one, do you drink enough water?
Sometimes.
How many glasses do you think you drink a day?
Today?
No, usually how in a day, how many glasses of water do you drink?
I don't know.
5 glasses? 8 glasses?
Maybe 3 glasses.
Ooh, that's not enough. You should be, like most people should drink between 2 liters and 3 liters, right?
Yeah.
So try and drink some more water. It's good for you. You are like 70% water, right? Like people are like 70% water. So we need
more
water. Okay. Would you read their answer?
I should eat different kind of good food. I believe good food can keep me healthy.
Okay. Well, it's one way to part of staying healthy. Yeah. Oh, okay. Here we go. Question number 2. All right. This is a good question. So what is the most interesting place you have ever visited? So what is the most interesting place you have ever visited? Okay. All right. So 15 seconds starting now.
Ever.
Do you understand the question?
I don't know.
You don't understand the question or you don't know the answer?
I don't know the question.
Okay. I'll say it again. What is the most interesting place? Okay. The most interesting place you have ever visited?
Ever.
Yeah, so who you have ever been to in your whole life? What's the most interesting place you went to or have been to? Okay, ready? All right. So you understand the question?
Yeah, I understand. But okay. I can't...
Make something up. Anyway.
Ready? I don't know.
Go. Okay. The most interesting place I visited or I have visited is the museum. I don't know. The department store. The park. Come on. Think of.
Okay. The most interesting place I have visited is department store.
Okay. Department store. Sure. Okay. All right. So yeah. All right. So again, if you're struggling to think up something, especially with this kind of question, I don't know where you have been.
Yeah.
Right. The tester doesn't know where you have been.
Yeah. Okay.
They're not going to check your answer. Do you know what I'm saying? So if you just say something, right? To answer the question rather than, oh, I'm thinking about the right answer. Just make up something. Think of like, okay, what is an interesting place people go to? Museum or the Taipei 101 or the zoo. You know, just say anything, okay. Right? To answer the question, because the problem is if you waste time thinking of the answer and going like, oh, I don't know, you will lose points for that. Okay, all right. So, yeah. don't worry too much about giving the right answer, more about giving an answer. All right. Their answer was Kyoto is the most. Yeah, you see, you could say like another country. You could say like, New York or Paris, or I don't know if you've been to Paris or New York. I will probably ask you about it though. I will say, oh, how is Paris? And you'll be like, All right. So yeah, their answer is Kyoto is the most interesting place I have visited. It is one of the old cities in Japan. There are many temples and delicious food. Do you think you would like to visit Japan?
Maybe, yes.
I want to go. I haven't been.
Yeah.
My wife has been 2 times. My sister went once already. And her boyfriend has been to Japan. Like, everybody's gone to Japan and I haven't been to Japan. I just want to go for the snow. I want to go in winter. Well, I want to go in the spring for the spring blossoms, and I want to go in winter for the snow. Which one do you think you would like to? What time of year would you like to visit?
Winter.
Yeah? Skiing and make a snowman?
Yeah, play snow.
Yeah. Well, I want to wait for my son is a bit young still. He's 5 years old. So I want to wait till he's a little bit older. And then I think we will go to, because, you know, I come from a hot country. I come from Africa. So I have never seen snow. I'm like 40 years old. I've never seen snow in my whole life. So anyway. All right. Let's look at question number 3. Here we go. Okay. What kind of job would you like to have? So what kind of job would you like to have? All right. Ready? Go.
I would have.
Like to have.
Designer
job as a designer. Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of designer?
The building.
Oh, okay. All right. So as an architect.
Architect.
Architect is the name of someone who designs buildings, right?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. That's cool. What kind of buildings would you like to design?
I don't know. Maybe it's strange, special.
Like different designs and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Their answer was, I would like to be a nurse. I love taking care of people, and I think it is great to help people. Sure. That's a job to have. But yeah, architect. So then you will have a good excuse to go travel, right?
What?
If you want to be an architect, you will have a good excuse to go travel.
Yeah.
Because then you can say, oh, I want to go look at the different buildings in the different parts of the world, right? Hi, mom. Hi, dad. Can you give me a plane ticket? I want to travel to Europe. It's for my job. Right? But no, it's true. Like a lot of architects who want, or architectural students do travel to go see different buildings in different parts of the world. Right, because I mean, buildings here in Taiwan compared to buildings in Japan or Korea or then in the West, right? It's very different styles, right? The way people build things. Yeah, no, that's cool. It's a good idea. Good job to have. All right, so then next up is, we'll do one more of the questions. All right, so question number 4 asks, what do you think the weather will be like tomorrow? What do you think the weather will be like tomorrow? Are you ready? And go.
I think it will be sunny.
Sunny. Okay.
Tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah. Why do you think it will be sunny tomorrow?
Because today's sunny.
Okay, so it's sunny today, so I think it'll be sunny tomorrow. Okay,
yeah.
Fair enough. All right, I think their answer is, will you read the answer, I think?
I think it will be sunny and hot tomorrow. We haven't had much rain this year.
That's the opposite of the weather this year, right? Summer's been really, really rainy this year, right?
Yeah.
Really rainy summer, right? Okay, let's go to the next section, which is the sentence and paragraph reading. All right, so here we have five sentences, okay? I'm going to give you 30 seconds to read the, just read it for yourself, right? So you can look at, and you don't have to read it out loud. You can just look and look at the words and think how you will pronounce them. Then I'll say, okay, ready, go. And then you will have 30 seconds to to read it back to me, okay?
Okay.
Try your best to read it at normal speed, okay? Not too fast, not too slow. If there's a word you don't know, try your best to read the word, but don't get stuck, okay? So remember, you're trying to stay inside 30 seconds, okay?
Okay.
And then we will look at each sentence after that. All right, so here we go. 30 seconds, just look at the words. Okay, are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, 30 seconds starting now.
My neighbors are decorating their houses. The town is famous from its old temples. Congratulations on your wedding. Mr. and Mrs. Black have been married since 1998. The doctor gave me some good advice.
All right, 31 seconds. So,
okay.
All right, just a little over. Okay, so yeah, like you had a bit of a struggle there with this one, okay? So, yeah. So just if you get stuck like that, just try your best. Also, be careful here. You said from.
Oh, so for.
Okay. That's a common mistake people make. All right. Let's go through them one by one. So my neighbors are decorating their houses.
My neighbors are decorating their houses.
Why would people decorate their house, Wendy?
What is decorate?
So put up things for like a festival or make things look nice.
Okay.
So what would people decorate their houses for here in Taiwan?
Because they will feel more comfortables.
Sure. But yes. So in this case, they're saying my neighbors are decorating their houses. So everybody is decorating their house. So
yeah.
What would you do that for? For a festival or something like that, right? So yeah, for
maybe.
Like for Chinese New Year, right?
Okay.
Yeah, we'd put up the lantern festival or something like that, right? So in the West, people decorate their house for Christmas, that kind of thing, yeah? All right. The town is famous for its old temples.
The town is famous for its old temples.
Where do you live, Wendy? Which city do you live in?
What?
Which city do you live in?
Which city?
Yes, or town.
City. Maybe... Sunny, Taoyuan.
Oh, you're in Taoyuan. Oh, okay, sure, Taoyuan. So, what do you think your city is famous for? Or has your video frozen? It apparently has. That's not my fault. Lost connection. Yep. Hey, back again. Okay.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Well, everybody get a bit faster because we don't have a short time now. All right. So let's just do this one quickly. Congratulations on your wedding.
Congratulations on your wedding.
Okay. Congratulations. They say happy whatever, right? Wedding or happy birthday,
yeah.
Right? Congratulations. Mr. and Mrs. Black have been married since 1998.
Mr. and Mrs. Black have been married since 1998.
Yes. Okay. The doctor gave me some good advice.
The doctor gave me some good advice.
Right. So advice is like what people think is a good idea, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not always good advice. Not all advice is good advice though, right? Sometimes people think it's a good idea, but it's not a good idea. All right. Will you read this for us? When
I started college, I moved to another city away from my family. I was all alone and I was too shy to make friends. For a few months, I was very lonely, but finally, I made friends with other students. We got to know each other and got along very well.
Good. Very nicely read. Do you think you would move away to another city to go study if you had to?
Maybe.
What about another country?
Yeah.
To another country to go study?
Yes.
Yeah, you would think of that? Okay, that's pretty good. Most students I ask that, they're like, no, stay in Taiwan. Stay in Taiwan. So that's pretty good. All right, the next section is a repetition question. We're just going to try and I still got a few minutes. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the sentence two times. I want you to listen carefully and then say the sentence back, okay?
Okay.
All right, as well as best you can. All right, so here we go. Question number one, I'll say it two times, or sentence number one. My brother's birthday is on April 5th. My brother's birthday is on April 5th.
My brother's birthday is on April 5th.
Yes, that's very good. Yeah, just that last one, that fifth, right?
Fifth.
Yeah, the TH sound, the fifth. Okay, let's look at the next one here. All right, so number two. This is great weather for flying a kite. This is great weather for flying a kite.
This is great weather for flying kites.
Almost. This is great weather for flying a kite.
This is great weather for flying a kite.
Okay. Okay. Good stuff. All right, let's see if we can fit one more in here. Oh, okay. Last one, then it'll have to be. How far is it from your home to the subway station? How far is it from your home to the subway station?
How far is it from your home to subway station?
All right, very good. Just missed the. All right, one more time.
How far is it from your home to the subway station?
Okay, very good. All right, I'm afraid that's all the time we have for today, Wendy. Was very nice talking to you. I hope you have a good weekend and good luck with next week with a new school. Okay.
Okay.
I hope it goes well. Okay. All right. Okay. And yeah, if you want to fill out the survey, like I said, just click on the stars and tell us how you like the class. That'd be great. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.